It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition. Megan Huffman joins us from Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. Hi there.
Hello. Good morning.
Now, each and every week, Megan brings us a guest. Today is no exception. Who did you bring? See, now it's on you.
Yeah. Let's see. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
I have been seeing a lot of marketing around town. Posters, social media, a lot of visibility, a lot of ads and things regarding the 40th annual Bateau Festival, okay. Which is something that I'm super interested in. And just wanted to get the city of Lynchburg connected to the show and to tell us more about this awesome Parks and Rec program that's coming up next weekend. It's a bunch of different activities, and definitely wanted to tell your viewers and listeners and also those on our newsletter about this awesome opportunity to connect with the water and the James River in our community. So I have with you today Hannah Ratchey, who's the recreation supervisor at the Parks and Rec.
You didn't pronounce it correctly.
Ratchey.
Ratchey. Sorry.
Hannah's here to tell us more about the 40th Bateau Festival and just what we have to look forward to next Friday through Sunday.
All right. Well, Hannah, thank you so much for taking time. We really appreciate it. Bateau Festival has been just such a wonderful thing for our community. It is 40 years of the Bateau Festival. I think maybe there was one that it didn't pull off, and that was during the time that we will not mention. Mm-hmm. But other than that, it's been just such a recurring event. And just a storied event. Tell us about the Bateau Festival. Tell us about your role with Lynchburg Parks and Rec.
Yeah, so obviously it's the 40th year that we've been doing this, but it's actually the first year that Parks and Rec has really played such large role. The Virginia Canal and Navigation Society up until this point has kind of been the mother organization of the Bateau Festival. They've been planning, they've been organizing, but this year we've actually tag teamed with them amongst some other organizations around the city to do this grand event just because it is the 40th year, and we wanted to really highlight and really emphasize the importance that the Bateaus played for Lynchburg to get goods from Lynchburg to Richmond. And it's just got such a large component in our history that we really wanted to do something special for the 40th year.
Okay.
So we're definitely going a little bit bigger than we have in years past. And that's thanks to the help of the James River Association, LOH 250 Committee, the Canal Society, Parks and Rec. We've all kind of tag teamed just to really make this happen. And then we've got a sponsor, Scott's Insurance. They've came and they've helped us out a little bit. They've really helped us a lot to do the advertising that you've seen around.
Yeah, that's great.
And we really couldn't have done that without them.
I was telling Hannah that in the past, you kind of hear about it. I heard about it after the fact and thought, gosh, I would have loved to have been part of that. But it was the public invited, or was it more of, you know, a certain community? But this is clearly, it's very obvious that from Friday to Sunday, the whole community is invited to take part. So can you walk us through kind of the different opportunities to engage with the festival?
Yeah, so you keep saying Friday through Sunday, but I've actually thrown an extra surprise in there.
Oh,
wait, there's more.
There's more.
So we realize it is totally not feasible for everybody to hop on the river for a full week, but they still might want to be part of the Bateau Festival and have that experience. So we have tag teamed again, JRA, James River Association, and on June 11th, which is a Wednesday, we're actually going to be doing free Bateau rides for the community.
Oh, that's awesome.
We've got a couple of different boats coming out, and people are welcome to come out from 10 to 1. It's for the 50-plus crowd only, by reservation only. Right now, technically, it's full. But if you're interested in that, you can add yourself to the wait list. I'm trying to get another boat to come in, and that would open up like another 30 spots. So add yourself to the wait list if you're interested in that.
I think the JRA has their own boat now, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
So the JRA, they've actually had a boat for a while now.
Yeah.
I want to say it's about 5 years old, if I'm right, maybe a little bit older.
About like that, mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
And then we've tag teamed with a couple of other crews, and they're going to come out and bring their boats out so people can get rides. From 2 to 6, it's open to the general public. It's walk up, come, grab a ride.
Cool.
We're going to have a food truck on site, so grab some food.
Very cool.
Between 10 and 6, anybody, it's just kind of get in line and to take
10 to 1 is 50 plus, 2 to 6 is anybody, everybody, bring your friends,
all
family.
Ages.
Great.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And that's on the 11th?
That's on the 11th.
Super. Very, very
And
cool.
That'll be at the JRA, so the River Edge Park across the river. Yeah.
Directly across from us right now.
Yeah. So so if you don't want to, or it's not feasible for you to do the entire length of the river, but you still want to experience it, this is a great way to do that.
Yeah.
That's
a
great idea.
Definitely, definitely. It's about a 30-45 minute ride. And even if you did the festival, you wouldn't necessarily get to ride on the boat because boats can only hold so many people.
Yeah.
Right.
So this is a really unique opportunity and really exciting.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And then,
a little fact about that, the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation, which is runs Share Greater Lynchburg, helped fund the River Edge Park facility the James River Association uses. So we did some bateau rides for some of our donors and followers last year and really enjoyed it. So I've been out there with Charles and it's really fun. So
very, very cool.
Very
now, when does everything officially kick off?
Officially kicking off is technically Friday the 13th with we're going to have our launch party. We've got some really exciting components to that. We're bringing in the Hackensaw Boys as well as Holy River. And we're going to be having kind of like a little parking lot party over there at Percival's Island.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to shut down the parking lot starting Thursday night until Saturday afternoon for the festivities. So the concert's going to be held there. We're going to have some vendors there Saturday morning. It's going to be really, really exciting. So Friday, we're going to open the gates at 5:30. It's going to be limited seating, so bring your best blanket. We're going to have some food trucks and drinks and things like that on site to enjoy. And then afterwards, I think the Canal Society are going to water dog, if I heard correctly. Rumor is, anyway. So you could meet the crews up close and personal there.
Rumor has it. Yeah.
Saturday morning, we're going to have a lot of different vendors out. We're going to have historical vendors. We're going to have outdoor educators. We're going to have naturalists. We're going to have tree stewards.
So this is the 14th.
Yeah.
This is Saturday the 14th. Yeah.
Perfect.
This is the actual launch day where all the big fun things happen and the boats officially start their float down the river.
Do you know how many boats are participating?
I'm not 100% sure this year. I think it was 12 last year and I anticipate about the same numbers. But I haven't gotten an official count.
Great.
Yeah. So Saturday morning we will start the festivities at 9. Boats are launching around 10:30, kind of depends on water levels.
Okay.
And we'll announce that a couple days before. And then at 11, we're going to have the Whiskey Shakes over at Trailhead for some more live music.
Nice.
Great.
That's great.
Yeah.
It's fun.
And Paddle the James, the Bateau Festival Edition, at the Miller Center.
Yeah, so I'm terrible for forgetting that. I'm sorry, friends. So, again, another opportunity if you can't commit to the entire week of the festival, if you don't have your own boat, etc., the Naturalist team is offering a Paddle the James experience where you do have to have some kayaking experience in there somewhere, but they are inviting you out to sign up, and they've got the boats, they've got the PFDs, they've got all the gear you need. You just got to bring lunch. And you'll actually get to paddle past the bateaus and kind of see the bateau launch from the water, which is a really unique experience.
Very, very interesting.
Nice. Yeah.
All of this you can learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org. And we'll link it up. We'll link up the link because here it is. It's nonprofit /city-lynchburg-va. But we'll link that up.
It'll all be on share.
And and Megan will turn that into a button or something.
Yeah. It's on our event calendar, and there's also volunteer opportunities. I think you said on Saturday you need some help at 7:30 in the morning.
Yes, bright and squirrely early. I know some people don't necessarily love the early mornings, and sorry about that. But we have some opportunities right at 7:30 where we're going to need help getting the vendors in, organized, unloaded, keeping traffic moving on Concord Turnpike because, I mean, we've only got so much room to work there, so we're going to need some traffic moderation. We're going to need some help unloading cars. We're going to need some help directing vendors. And for the most part, we're okay on volunteers Saturday night, but if your heart really feels like you want to help me unload tables, I'm not going to say no. Or Friday night, excuse me, Friday night.
Right. Saturday morning is the target for volunteers.
Yeah. Saturday morning is, yes.
All right. And again, you can learn more, and the button is right there for the Bateau Festival for volunteers for sign up. You can visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org, and we'll link up the link so that you can get to it very, very easily if you'd like to volunteer. really great.
Yeah,
this sounds exciting. this sounds very, very exciting, and there's tons of activities, a lot more than maybe in years past.
Yes, so this is really the first year Parks and Rec has gotten as involved as we have, and the Canal Society, they all have full-time jobs, so they're trying to juggle their full-time job plus planning this festival, so letting Parks and Rec become involved in that has really made it exciting for us and helps them to expand a little bit.
That's fantastic. And I think it's a credit to Hannah. I think she's selling herself short that she's made this what it is today. So it's pretty great.
Well, look, the good bones came from the Canal Society, so I'll give them credit too.
Yeah, but it really takes a very well-organized event planner to come up with all the different things and the partnerships and stuff. So kudos to you.
I prefer the term chaos coordinator.
Oh, chaos. I love that. Rachi, the chaos coordinator.
Oxymoronic, but a chaos coordinator. But yeah, good. We need someone to try to do that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Keep all the cats up in the air.
Yes.
All right. So, Megan, what is going on with Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community
There's
Foundation?
There's a lot going on. We have I've mentioned a few times, we had a golf tournament scheduled for May that was postponed due to the monsoon that we had. And so that's happening on the 5th this Thursday. And it's the Dennis Carter Athletic Scholarship Golf Tournament. They're launching a golf tournament in honor of Dennis Carter's service on WSET and his career. And he's going to be there along with friends and family. And we definitely have some more spots remaining. The weather looks to be beautiful. So if you're a last minute kind of fair weather golfer
signed up yesterday,
like Bill, then you should sign up. It's going to be a great day, and it runs from midday to evening, so we hope you'll join us for that. You can find out all about that on our website. Next week, there will be our quarterly board meeting at the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation, where all of our spring grants will be voted upon officially. The committee that decides that have submitted their proposal, and we should find out next week where all of our spring competitive grants will be awarded. And so you should see a press release coming out about that next Thursday. So that's always very exciting, and leads to a lot of the operating and budgets for, you know, helps contribute so much to so many organizations. We continue to present scholarships across the region. We're kind of rounding that out, but I've been able to visit EC Glass and Heritage High School and Rustburg High School, and I know Catherine's been out at Amherst, and we've had some board members at other high schools, but it's so fun to get to be with these students as they receive scholarships that are from the investments that neighbors have done in our community.
Wow.
And then with Share, these will all be in our newsletter as well, but we have a Lunch and Learn next Wednesday. We're going to be touring the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank and the Boys and Girls Club of Greater Lynchburg, because as you know, they're kind of just one block from each other. So we get to do sort of a walking tour of both facilities and have lunch together. And that's open to all members of the community. And we'd love for you to join us and see more about their operations. That's on Wednesday. On Thursday, we have an executive director's lunch specific to the topic of housing. And so we have Sarah Quarantoto with Miriam's House coming to present the continuum of care and some of the efforts from the Lynchburg Redevelopment and Housing Authority and the efforts to collaborate on answering the needs of the unhoused in our community. So it's a busy launch to June, but we're really excited that GLCF and SHARE can serve the community in all of these ways.
Absolutely. You can learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org. Over 189 nonprofit organizations are on the platform. You can learn about them. You can learn about volunteer opportunities, attend any of these great events that Megan talked about. And you can even shop for different organizations right on the Share platform and have those items delivered directly to those nonprofit organizations. It is a fantastic platform and organization. Learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org and learn more about everything that the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation does at lynchburgfoundation.org and sign up for the Dennis Carter golf tournament.
Thursday.
Yep. All right. I think we've solved all the world's problems today.
Absolutely.
At least today. Now, there will be more. They accumulate.
That's right. You know,
but we'll solve them next week.
Yeah, next week we welcome three new interns to Share. So we'll have even more people to fight the world crises.
Fantastic. We'll do it a lot quicker.
Love that.
That's right.
Yeah. Maybe we'll do it as they happen. So the crises might never have occurred.
There you go.
Yeah, we got this. All right. ShareGreaterLynchburg.org for more information. It is The Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.